stacking up losses, I'm handing them out, yeah, I had to go delegate. It feel like I'm floating, I'm lost in the moment, that's why I can never take. They never believed that I would really fly. I had to go demonstrate, I had to set them straight. When you elevate, stacking up losses, I'm handing them out, yeah, I had to go delegate.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Mindset Cafe podcast. As always, it's your boy, Devin Gonzalez. And today I got another Thursday brew, a little Thursday thunder to light up your day, but also just to change your perspective. And if you aren't thinking about this, then hopefully it gets you starting to think about this and get, you know, your actions aligned with creating a legacy, right? So today's topic is legacy, creating a legacy, leaving a legacy, right? And so before we get started, make sure you guys do share this, you know, show this episode with a friend, with a colleague, with a business partner, with your spouse. Make sure you guys do leave a review. I greatly appreciate for those that have and those, you know, that continue to show love. And like always, make sure that you guys tune in tomorrow, 8 p.m. Pacific. We're going to be going live on my Instagram as well as Facebook. You know, tune in and then hop in the comments and, you know, I'll add a link to the Instagram, to the Facebook and stuff like that. But make sure you guys hop in the comments. You know, we love answering questions. We love getting feedback on certain topics that we're talking about and exploring, you know, any topics you want us to talk about within the parameters of the topic of the day. But now getting back into it, legacy, what is legacy? By definition, one might think that, you know, there's two definitions of legacy. One, you know, could be the amount of money or property left to someone, maybe in a will, right? But that's not what we're talking about today, right? And that's not what we're really about here on the Mindset Cafe, right? The term of legacy that we're talking about, or I want you to change your perspective on, is it's not necessarily money or property, right? It's the long-lasting impact of a particular event or an action that took place in the past that had a impact on someone's life, right? And so that could be, let's say you wrote a book or you know have a podcast or you know you're teaching your kids certain things through your actions, right? And all those things are your legacy, what you were about when you were on this earth, right? Because we're not here for a long time, but you know, it's one of those things where we can make it memorable for lifetimes and generations by leaving an impactful legacy, right? When you talk about a legacy, like look at all the philosophers or, you know, the business owners, like let's say Walt Disney, right? It's his legacy is Disney, right? You know, it's one of those things where you talk about Socrates, you talk about Aristotle, all those things, they're philosophers, but they left a legacy through the impact of their work. So what are you doing today? Or what have you done this week, this month, this year to continue to build on the legacy that you're going to leave for your children, for your children's children, and for anyone else on this earth to help them better themselves, right? Are you building a company that, you know, can impact their lives? Are you, you know, mentoring? Are you, whatever the case is, right? Are you helping other people progress in their careers, right? Are you helping other people in their relationships, right? And it's one of those things where it doesn't have to be this grand gesture, this grand idea, this grand business. It could be as little as you helped a friend overcome a problem today. And now your legacy has always been like you're the problem solver. You help people with their problems, with their issues, right? You just have to think about, am I doing things that I would want other people to know about or remember me by? And if it's not something that you would want to be remembered by, then you probably should not do it, right? If you don't want to be remembered by, you know, sitting on the couch all the time and being lazy, then maybe you should start doing some stuff and getting off your ass and get out there and, you know, start working out and all that kind of stuff, because now you're going to be remembered and your legacy is going to be the person that worked out every day, whether they felt like it or not. So today's episode, while it's short and sweet, is I want you to start really having the mindset of what legacy am I leaving for my kids, for future generations, for, you know, others. Because at the end of the day, when we progress ourselves through our development on a personal level, on a mindset level, on a professional level, it's one of those things where we're doing it not for necessarily, or we shouldn't be doing it, not necessarily for the benefit of solely ourselves, but so that we can provide help, whether it's through knowledge, whether it's through financial help, whatever the case is, for others. And the more help we can give others, the more impactful our legacy will be. So I just want you to reflect today on what are you doing currently to leave the legacy that you want written about you on your tombstone, I guess, as grave as that sounds. But what would be the legacy that you want written down in the history books about you? And make sure that anything that you do is something that aids or adds or multiplies that legacy that you're meant to leave. All right, but with that being said, guys, make sure you guys start leaving a legacy and, you know, taking action and creating habits to leave that legacy. And I greatly appreciate everyone that's shown love and support and engaged in the mindset community on Facebook, as well as there's the Instagram channel as well. But make sure you guys, you know, hop in there, you know, engage with, there's other people that are like-minded and want to connect and want to grow with you. So that's what the community is about. And we will see you tomorrow on the Friday Night Live. I appreciate you guys. I love y'all. And I will see you guys tomorrow night.